Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Tar Heel Nation, get a dadgum grip. The best team won. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It wasn't the first time Carolina was blown out by a stronger opponent playing better. Remember Roy Williams' last game, his first ever loss in the opening round of the NCAA tournament when he got torched by Wisconsin? As discussed last week, Duke was a bad matchup at every position. Not only 5 first-round draft picks versus none for UNC, but each of its starters outplayed every one of ours. The Blue Devils made their first 3 shots in 8 of the first 9. The Heels opened 1 for 7, some of them good looks, and despite a late first-half run, the deficit eventually ballooned to 28. That perfect storm for Duke turned into a tsunami when unranked Carolina couldn't contain its 8th-ranked rival, which shot 58%. The one matchup the home team was depending on lasted less than 4 minutes as Amanda Baycott picked up 2 quick fouls, one when he was pump-faked into the air by Duke 7-footer Mark Williams, and the second when AB pushed Paolo Banchero after being beaten badly on the baseline. Both wasted fouls. The Tar Heels needed 2 of Leaky Black, who shut down Banchero for most of the first half, while fellow Frosh A.J. Griffin went off for 13 points on 6 of 8 shooting and personally Arthur Duke's 10-0 run to start the second half. Darson Garcia might have helped out Black and spelled the gallant but gassed Brady Manick, and Anthony Harris could have taken some pressure off Caleb Love and R.J. Davis, who shot 7-for-21 from the floor. The athletic Devils switched on almost all screens, making it even harder for Carolina to score. Duke is among the 8 teams most likely to win the national championship. Perhaps so sure of delivering UNC's first loss at home, Mickey Krzyzewski made a rare appearance in Chapel Hill to be there for Coach K's last visit. Would she have come if her husband had any doubt? This wasn't the worst loss Carolina took from Duke at home in Krzyzewski's 42 years of the rivalry. That came in the disastrous 2002 season when UNC lost by 29 points and Coach K called off the Dogs midway through the second half. He had to admonish his players for laughing at just how bad those 8-20 Tar Heels were as Duke fans crowed with glee. 2 years later, Roy Williams had the program back on track, and before Saturday night, the rivalry was tied 50-50 over the last 100 meetings. This is Archansky. See ya.